This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. Okay, guys, so here, because I've already spoken, you know, about, you know, what this means. You know, daddy guys is too holy. He cannot look upon evil. And you know that, guys. I've been speaking, you understand. This is the third podcast, you know, speaking about the same thing. You know, guys, when I feel that, you know, the message, you know, I have not done it justice, I tend to repeat it over and over, you know, looking at it from different perspectives, because I want you to understand, you know, just like our nature is deadness here, just like my flesh, you know, loves money, loves the things of the world, loves sex outside marriage, loves lies, you understand? All of that is the nature of my flesh. I cannot do anything about it. It cannot be immune. But if I get right knowledge, I can subdue it. You understand? Now with daddy, guys, it is his nature. He cannot look upon evil. Cherubims are guarding his holiness. Evil cannot get closer to him. Guys, have you ever sat down and thought about a fact like that? Daddy was not the one who came down here and gave us the blood. And Jesus came down here, guys, and he suffered so much for us. I've been speaking about that. And now you sit down and you ask yourself, why daddy asked the son he also loves? It's because, you see, guys, daddy could have done it himself. You know, because when Adam sold us to Satan and killed us, daddy was worried ever since, thinking about his dead children, thinking about his lost kids, you know. But he can't come down here because it is his nature. He can't behold evil. So he asked Jesus, and Jesus, guys, is put in the flesh. He's a son of man, so that he'll be able to stand our evil. Because Jesus is also God, a holy God, so he cannot look upon evil as well. But the mere fact that he's put in the flesh, hence is called the son of man, you understand? So he's able to be a mediator between us and daddy because of that. So daddy asked his older son to come down here and suffer for us, you understand? Because daddy cannot look upon evil. I don't know, guys, if you sat down and thought about those things. You know, there are things, guys, sometimes, guys, I can go deep, believe me. Sometimes, guys, I can go deep because I love my daddy, guys. I love my Lord. So most of the time I think about them. They are always filling my mind, you know. My eyes are fixated. You know, guys, Paul gave us an advice. In fact, it was a command. He said, fix your eyes on things above. You know, understand? And this year, guys, I was saying that, you know, after New Year, I said, you know what? The message for this year, let us fix our eyes, you know, on things above, you know, and mess Satan around here. Our bodies here, you know, but our minds must be fixated, you understand, on things above, you know, where our Lord is. I don't know, guys, if you understand. Now, what I'm trying to say, guys, is that I'm fixated on them, you understand? But you see, guys, here we're speaking about the fact that daddy is so holy. He cannot behold evil, you understand? So because of that, there are certain things we can't do. And right now, I want to look at this from a different point of view. Number one, guys, you need to understand that, for instance, if you are called, I remember I made a podcast in 2023 to the sent. You know, I was actually speaking to the people who are sent, that if you are sent, get rid of people who disobey daddy, who continue in sin. You understand? We are all sinners, but once we know the truth, we have to stop sinning, because Jesus' blood is not available if you continue in sin. So when you keep sinners, that sinner will cause you to die as well, because sin is contagious. Once they die spiritually, you will continue living with them or harboring them or socializing with them. Guess what? You will sin as well, because you must be like them. When you sin, you die again. And never to be raised to life again. You understand? So sin is contagious. So you get rid of sinners if you are sent. I was speaking to the sent. Now, you see, guys, people don't understand. You know, most of the time, you know, you find that while you are sinning and I'm harboring you, I'm keeping you, it's because as a sent person, guys, number one, I'm going to stand in front of my Lord, and I always say that no one is going to die at my watch, meaning I need to preach the truth so that no one will die at my watch. Because if I preach lies, you will die at my watch, and Jesus will deal with me, because I'm going to stand in front of him, and he will ask me why so-and-so is dead after listening to your podcast. And I'll be like, my Lord, I need to have proof of that. Not that I don't trust you, but how can someone die after listening to my podcast? Because I don't have any church. I don't have any church. Guys, I don't belong to any denomination. So how can someone die? I don't mix my beliefs with the word. I preach a word exactly as it is. So if someone dies, then it's your doing, not my doing. You know what I mean, guys? That's why I stick to the truth. You can hate me if you want. I deal with sheep. So if a wolf hates me, so guys, what, guys, oh, guys, there's no loss in being hated by a wolf. You understand? I'm here for the sheep. If you're a wolf, you can hate me all you want. I don't care. You understand? I'll stick to the truth because no one is going to die at my watch, because I'm going to stand in front of my Lord. So when I'm standing in front of my Lord, he's not going to say so-and-so died after listening to you. No, that's why I stick to the truth. So you see, guys, the problem is daddy is too holy. Now, you need to understand that Jesus is holy as well. I am dealing with holy people. I need you to get that. Guys, I need to repeat that. I'm dealing with holy people. And if I'm dealing with holy people, I need to make sure that I stop sinning. I'm the one who has to make sure that I stop sinning, because I'm dealing with holy people. Now, if you want to continue in sin after knowing the truth, believe me when I tell you. I want you to believe this. Believe me when I tell you. If you don't stop sinning, I'll get rid of you. I kick you out of my life. Why? Because I'm dealing with people who are holy. He's too holy to behold, to look on evil. Meaning that after dealing with you, a sinner, you've decided to continue in sin. It was your decision. If it's your decision, then it's none of my business. You've decided. Therefore, I should let you be and respect you sinning, continue in sin. I must get rid of you. So people don't understand when I get rid of them. Why are you getting rid of us? You were okay with us. Yes, at that time Jesus was planting the word. Now he's no longer planting it. He's planted it. He's now testing if the word got in. You are continuing in sin after knowing the truth. It means you don't want to obey him now. Why should I keep you? You know what you want. I know what I want. I don't want a sinner. I've stopped sinning. Therefore, I don't want a sinner, because I am dealing with people who are holy, who can't behold evil. You understand? So I need to get rid of you because of them. Oh, guys, I don't know if you understand. If you are sent, now if you are sent, the other two were for everyone. The other two podcasts previous was for everyone. But now I'm dealing with people who are sent. You are sent. You are dealing with a holy person. If daddy speaks to you, if daddy deals with you, if Jesus speaks to you, if Jesus deals with you, you will be the one who has to stop sinning first. You don't go to people and tell them to stop sinning when you are sinning. You have to stop first. Why? You are dealing with them. In order to deal with them, you have to stop sinning. Then you get rid of those who continue in sin. Will you be coming across people who are sinners? Of course. Of course. Paul said that you will be dealing with people who are sinners. If that was not possible, you would have to get out of the world. But you are still here, so you will be dealing with sinners. You understand? But if people get saved and continue in sin, get rid of them. Pastors have died again spiritually. Why? After getting saved, they continued keeping people who are sinners and changed the word of God to make them happy. Guess what? Sin is contagious. They had to continue in sin, and the pastors had to die because of that. Why? They are lying to these people, saying that Jesus is okay with this. If you are a pastor, you are claiming that you deal with Jesus. You're dealing with someone who's holy. You're dealing with someone who cannot behold evil. Now, if you keep a person who continues in sin after knowing the truth, you are telling that person that Jesus is okay with sin. Now, that is not in line with the word. Jesus is okay with sinners if they don't know yet the truth. Jesus came here on earth for sinners. But sinners need to get saved and take his teachings and stop sinning. If they continue in sin, it's their prerogative. If they continue loving money, it's their prerogative. If they continue loving the things of the world, it's their prerogative. If they continue having sex outside marriage, it's their prerogative. If they continue doing their own will, it's their prerogative. Therefore, get rid of them. Because you will lose Jesus. You will lose Jesus. Believe that. If there's one thing you should believe that. Take that. You will lose Jesus. So right now I'm dealing with someone who's sent. That's why I get rid of people. They ask me, why have you stopped dealing with us? It's simple. You continued in sin. You know the truth now. You shouldn't be loving money. You continue loving money. You shouldn't be loving the things of the world. You continue loving them. You shouldn't be having sex outside marriage. You continue doing that. You shouldn't be doing your own will. You actually should be doing God's will, because it's the only requirement to enter His kingdom. You continue doing your own will. It's your decision. It's your prerogative. I respect that. Therefore, get away from me. Go to someone who's doing what you want to do. You know what you want to do now. I know what I want. You know what you want. Continue. And then let me deal with people who are holy. They are holy. The reason I get rid of people, the reason I stop sinning first, is because I'm dealing with people who are holy, who cannot behold evil. That's why I stop sinning. After that, I have to get rid of people who, after getting saved, decide to continue in sin. You see, guys, anyone who is a sinner, I don't mind sinners. I don't care. I can even live with sinners. In fact, I live with them. As long as they never claimed to have come back to Jesus. As long as. Why? Because the spirits that indwell them are easy to get rid of. I can just tell those spirits, get away, peace off in the name of Jesus. I tell them, peace off in the name of Jesus. You know, if I was living in America, I would say, fuck off in the name of Jesus. If I was living in America, though. They love the F word. They love the F word. You know, guys, I had this friend, you know, we're playing, you know, we met online, you know, we're playing chess together, you know. And I asked him, you know, he lives in Georgia. So I asked him, why do you guys in America enjoy the F word? He said, no, we just say it. And I'm like, you know, I'm so not used to that word, because to me, it's like, oh my God, I have to brush my teeth after saying that word. Even right now, after this podcast, guys, I'm going to brush my teeth. I'm not used to that, you know. So when you stay with people, you know, who are not saved, meaning you're living with sinners, it's okay. I can deal with the spirit that indwell them, because I tell them, peace off in the name of Jesus, you know. So if I was living in America, I'd be like, fuck off in the name of Jesus, you know what I mean? You know, but a person, guys, who's gotten saved, those spirits are worse, because in the Gospel of Matthew 12, Jesus says, when a spirit leaves a man, it goes through arid places. When it comes back, it comes to check if this person is still right. So it finds the house swept clean, put in order. In other words, you are clean because you were saved, but you are not doing Jesus' will. But now you are entertaining the world. So it goes and gets 7 more spirits, more wicked than itself. And it goes in, meaning you will continue now in sin and you will get more sins. Meaning this spirit, the ones that was indwelling you before you got saved, will take you back to your old sin. And then the ones that it came back with will introduce you to more sin. So the final condition of this person is worse than the end. You understand? Jesus gives that in the Gospel of Matthew 12. He tells that. So if a person gets saved and continues in sin, I get rid of that person. If he continues, I'll get rid of you. Why? You will be worse. You will be introduced to worse sin, because 7 spirits now have been added to the one you had before you got saved. You understand? So I had to get rid of you. Why? I'm dealing with someone who cannot behold sin. I need to protect his place in my life. I need to protect his space in my life. He must live in this conducive place in me. You understand? So I'll get rid of you.
And remember, the Word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the kingdom of heaven. Please, correct every belief with the Word of God. Correct me, correct every pastor with the Word of God, so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead, but the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God, because in these last days God speaks only through His Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me, that is why we stick with the truth of His Word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.